What to watch before the September rounds? Six takeaways define where the race and the broader institutional moment stand heading into the weekend. Greenspan leads by a single vote in an informal poll of 15 Security Council members, and the second straw poll expected before August's end will clarify whether that lead is hardening or softening. Rodriguez, Burkett, and Grossi are both making substantive arguments, not merely hopeful ones, for why their profiles fit the moment better than a continuity reading of institutional seniority would suggest. The Security Council reform debate is the essential context for everything else. 121 countries now formally back the France-Mexico voluntary veto suspension proposal. That number is politically meaningful even though it is structurally insufficient to compel any P5 change without consent. The next Secretary General will inherit that pressure and will face an early defining choice about what to do with it. In the markets, the dollar's weekly loss and the S&P futures' modest overnight gain tell a story of genuine uncertainty about U.S. policy credibility. The overnight trading ban showed no real conviction. Next week's dollar positioning will offer a cleaner signal than Friday's thin pre-weekend movement. Finally, a correction stands on the record. An earlier claim that Ukraine had struck Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea was wrong. The Caspian is a landlocked body of water deep inside Russian territory, with no connection to any realistic Ukrainian strike capacity. The error was flagged by listeners, and a geography check before publication would have caught it, a standard that applies going forward to all claims about military operations.